The armed forces led the nation in racial integration and opportunity. The Veterans Administration built facilities nationwide to help combat veterans with their health care. Still, with all this thoughtful attention to the returning veterans, the psychological scars of war went unrecognized, and traumatic neuroses disappeared entirely from official psychiatric nomenclature. The last scientific writing on combat trauma after World War II appeared in 1947. Trauma Rediscovered. As I noted earlier, when I started to work with Vietnam veterans, there was not a single book on war trauma in the library of the VA, but the Vietnam War inspired numerous studies, the formation of scholarly organizations, and the inclusion of a trauma diagnosis, PTSD, in the professional literature. At the same time, interest in trauma was exploding in the general public. In 1974, Friedman and Kaplan's Comprehensive Textbook of Psychiatry stated that incest is extremely rare and does not occur in more than 1 out of 1.1 million people. As we have seen in Chapter 2, this authoritative textbook then went on to extol the possible benefits of incest. It states, "Such incestuous activity diminishes the subject's chance of psychosis and allows for a better adjustment to the external world. The vast majority of them were none the worse for the experience." How misguided those statements were became obvious when the ascendant feminist movement, combined with awareness of trauma in returning combat veterans, emboldened tens of thousands of survivors of childhood sexual abuse, domestic abuse, and rape to come forward. Consciousness-raising groups and survivor groups were formed, and numerous popular books, including The Courage to Heal, 1988, a best-selling self-help book for survivors of incest, and Judith Herman's book Trauma and Recovery, 1992, discussed the stages of treatment and recovery in great detail. Cautioned by history, I began to wonder if we were headed toward another backlash like those of 1895, 1917, and 1947 against acknowledging the reality of trauma. That proved to be the case, for by the early 1990s, articles had started to appear in many leading newspapers and magazines in the United States and in Europe about a so-called false memory syndrome in which psychiatric patients supposedly manufactured elaborate false memories of sexual abuse, which they then claimed had lain dormant for many years before being recovered.